From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. North Korea did not go through with a possible nuclear test Saturday after the United States demonstrated a credible threat of military force in the region and China increased economic restrictions against its economically dependent ally. Instead, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presided over a military parade to celebrate the April 15th birthday of its founding leader, the late Kim Il-sung, the country's most important holiday known as the Day of the Sun. A senior North Korean government official speaking at the parade said the United States is bringing nuclear strategic assets to the Korean Peninsula and creating a situation of nuclear war provocation in the name of opposing our nation. We are not afraid of war and will never avoid it. An American aircraft carrier and other warships have been steaming toward the Korean Peninsula in a show of force, although there has been no specific U.S. threat of retaliatory action by Pyongyang, conducts another nuclear test, or launches more missiles in defiance of U.N. sanctions. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to the region, but it's unclear what he intends to accomplish. The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says the U.S. used a massive bomb against Islamic State affiliates in Afghanistan in order to remove a strategic roadblock in the fight against the terrorist group. At least 36 Islamic State fighters were killed in the explosion in the largest non-nuclear device bomb in the U.S. arsenal. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The foreign minister